Okay, now we're going to start Hilchos Tevilas Kelim, and we'll begin with a Hakdama. The Pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Lamed Aleph, the same Sukkim we've been dealing with until now, says, Vayomer Elazar HaKohen al Anshei HaTzava, almost Parshas HaShavua, Haba'im la Milchama, Zos Chukas HaTorah, Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Ach Es HaZahav, Es HaKesef, Es HaNechoshes, Es HaBarzel, Es HaBedil, Es HaFares. So the first thing to note, which we'll get back to later, is that the Torah delineates which types of metal we're dealing with. It doesn't just say mateches. Kol daver asher yavo ba'esh, taviru ba'esh v'taher. Ach b'mei nida yischata, v'chol asher lo yavo ba'esh, taviru ba'mayim. So this pasuk is talking about hechsher kelim, as we've seen so far, but it's also talking about tefilas kelim, as we'll see shortly. How so? So the pasuk says, "Ach b'mei nida yischata." The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Ayin Hamid Bey says, "Ma talmud lomar b'mei nida, ma'im shenida tovelus b'hen." Harei Omer arba'im sa b'mei nida yischata doesn't refer to the mayim of Efer Paraduma, but rather it refers to mayim shehanida tovelus b'hen. In fact, according to some Rishonim, this is actually the makor that anida has to go to the mikvah to become tahora. Now, this is important because this is unusual. Usually, when we talk about tevila, we talk about tevila from tumah. And in fact, the pshuto shel mikra, as Rashi and that pasuk points out, is that we're talking about tevila from tumah. B'mei nida yischata is talking about tara mitumah. Rashi says al pipshat. And therefore, the first question we have to think about when we talk about the mitzvah of tevilas kelim is there a connection between Tuma and Tvilas Kalim? Or no, Tvilas Kalim is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. It has nothing per se to do with Tuma. And this, it would seem, is a machlokas rishonim. If you look at Tosos on the Gemara, the Gemara said, Ach b'meini da yischata, that you need mayim shanida tovelas b'han, namely arbaim sa. So Tosos writes, when it comes to tefillah mitumah midoraisa, the halacha is that you need a mikvah, only needs to be revias, a maya needs to be b'kol shehu. But that's true when it comes to tefillah mitumah. When it comes to tevilas kelim, so then you need arbaim sa, because we learn mayim shanida tovelas bahen, it needs to be arbaim sa. And that's what Tosfos says. Aval tefilas klei midyan chiddushu uvai mem sa. Tefilas klei midyan is a chiddush. What does a chiddush mean? It means we don't apply the normal rules of tum and tahara. This has nothing to do with tum and tahara. This is a chiddush. It's a gzeres hakasav. It's something new. And therefore it follows different rules. And even if you, let's say, were be tovel this kli in a mikvah that's yervias, it would taka perhaps become tahor from tumah, but it would still be toned tefilas kelim. And theoretically, the two types of tefila, like we said, could be differentiated. Tosfos is l'shitaso in another Tosfos on that page. Tosfos there, Dibor Maskel Vilchzak Kosofo, talks about the question of whether you need to do tefilas kelim, where the maimid is something that's chayiv in tefilas kelim. There's a machlokas b'nogei l'tum and tahara, whether a maimid makes something tame. So for our purposes, let's say in terms of tefilas kelim, imagine you have the following situation. Imagine you have a wooden barrel. So wood is definitely not chayiv in tefilas kelim. And it's a wooden barrel. The walls are wood, the bottom is wood, the top's wood. But there are these metal belts that basically hold the wooden slats together. If you remove the metal belts, the barrel would fall apart. However, the metal belts are not touching the wine at all. Do you need to do tefillah in such a kli? So when it comes to dine tumantara, there's a machlokas, but one opinion says, azlinan basar maimid, which means that if the maimid is something that's makabal tumma, then we see the whole kli as being makabal tumma. So if we're going to learn dine tefillahs kalim from tumantara, maybe we should say that this barrel needs tefillah b'mikvah, because the maimid, namely the metal belts, are chayv and tefillah. Tosfo says, no. Afilu l'man d'amar akol holich achar amaimid, ein tzrichen tefillah, kevan d'ein mishtamshin bahen, derech hamateches, d'klei su'udamurim b'parsha, Hainu shemishdamshin bahen. Says Tosfos that we don't follow Dine Tumen Tahara when it comes to determining what types of vessels need to be toveled for Tvilas Kalim. Rather, there's a different standard. Tumen Tahara is one standard, and for that we might say Aslinan Basar Maimid, but Tvilas Kalim has a different standard. There, the standard is Klei Suda, and like Tosfos said before, it's a Chiddushu. The Chiddush, it's a Gzeres HaKasav. The Gzeres HaKasav is you need Tvilas Kalim, but it has nothing to do with Tumen Tahara. However, there are some Rishonim that are Mechayiv Mishum Maimid. And again, the details of many of the halachos that we'll just bring up in the Hakdama, we'll get back to later when we go through the actual halachos, but we'll mention them b'kitzer now. There are a number of Rishonim that say no. Just like when it comes to Dinei Tumen Tahara, we say Devar Maimid is Tamei. So too, when it comes to Tfilas Kalim, we say Devar HaMaimid is Mechayiv and Tfila. And lahalacha, we actually choshesh for those opinions, and we say you need to do tefillah below bracha. So this is one example where we say, according to some rishonim, that the comparison to dinei tumah is a mechayev of tefillas kelim. We also find in the poskim, many poskim that say that the comparison to dinei tumah is a reason to be poter from tefillas kelim. What's an example? The famous Chelkas Yaakov, Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Tes Vav, or Breish, says that when it comes to disposable Kalim, since we find L'inyan Kabbalah's Tumah, that disposable things are not Mekabel Tumah, the Rambam writes in Chelkas Kalim, Perakei Alacha Zayin, that Keren Shemishtamish Ba'u Mashlicha Eina Mekabelas Tumah. Sounds like, maybe it's not so pashut, but it sounds like the Rambam holds disposable kelim are not mekabel tumah. Says the Chelkas Yaakov, hu hadin, that it's pater from tvila. Why? Because again, we learn out those halachos one from the other. We'll see when we get to the discussion of disposable kelim that others disagree. They say no. Like Tosfos, you can't learn from one parsha to the other. They have nothing to do with each other. Another example of this phenomenon, the Shav Yaakov writes that if you have a kli hamachzik arbaim sa'a, it's pater from tefillas kelim. Arbaim sa'a isn't that big, right? 3 cubic amos. And this is very common, especially in the industrial setting, when a tefillah is very hard. He says, big giant kli, no problem, don't need tefillah. Why it's not mekabel tumah? Others say, if you have a kli, that's mechubar lekarka, doesn't need tefillas kelim. Why? Again, because we learn not from dinei tumah, that Davar Mechob L'Karka is Pater from Tvila. So you see that all these poskim hold that we learn out from Dinei Tumah V'Tahara, Kli, She'en Mekabel Tumah, is also exempt from Tvila. Others disagree. For example, the Binas Adam disagrees with both of those kulas. He thinks that, no, a giant Kli, that's Arbaim Sa'a, needs Tvilas Kalim. Likewise, if it's Mechob L'Karka, needs Tvilas Kalim. Yeah.
Aren't most of those, at least most of those examples, just trying to figure out what the definition of
kli
is.
So we'll see the poskim are mechalek, meaning to say there's two possible pturim, let's say in the case of the disposable kelim. Some say disposable kelim are pater from tefillas kelim because, like I mentioned before, the Chelkas Yaakov, because it's not a kli shemekabel tumah. Some say no, this is what the Minchas Yitzchak suggests much further. It says it's not even a kli at all. Now, if it's not a kli at all, then you're right. Then this is irrelevant. However, it might be more difficult to prove that. In other words, it's not clear that, or it's less clear, that disposable kelim aren't a kli. It is more clear that they're not mekabel tumah. And then, if you draw that distinction, you have to figure out what's the din for other halachos that require tevila. I mean, that require kelim. Is a disposable kli good for netilas yadayim? Is it good for a kiddush cup, etc., all that. So when the Chelkas Yaakov presents the Shaila, he says, I'm not saying it's not a kli, it is a kli. I'm just saying it's not a kli shemekabel tumah, and therefore it should be pater. The Minchas Yitzchak, we'll see, says, no, maybe we'll go further, we'll say it's not a kli at all. And then if you take that further route, then you have to declare, okay, could you use it for netilas yadayim or not, right? So there are two avenues to possibly try to pater. Okay. Another example of this question of how far do you learn from Dinei Tumen Tahara? So the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Tesvav writes that if you have a guy be tovel your kelim, it works. And the makor for this is a Tshuvas HaRashba. The Bach says, no, not true. That's only because the Rashba holds that nida shetavla below kavana, lo also la tvilasa. But we, at least lachomer, we're machmir, that a nida needs kavana for tvila. And therefore we learn out from nida to here, because they're both tvila mituma. That too isn't so pashrift in terms of nida also, but that's the Bach's assumption. So the Bach thinks that we will paskin against the Mechaber, we will paskin that a guy's tvilas kelim does not work, because we learn out from Dine Taros that you need kavana. The Shach and the Taz both point out that the Bach made a mistake, because the Rashba actually is Mechaib and does require kavana for Nida. And the way the Shach says it is very simple. We don't learn out from Tum'ah to Tvilas Kalim, because Tvilas Kalim is Xeris HaKasav. And since Tvilas HaKalim is Xeris HaKasav, you don't learn out from other halachos, and therefore, in a chanami nida needs kavana, Tvilas Kalim doesn't. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Katan Yud Dalet, he writes, no, a different answer. Maybe we do, the Bach is right, we should learn out from Tuma to Tvilas Kalim. However, the reason why the Mechaber is right that you could have a guy be told your Kalim is because Mikra Din, really, we think even by Nida, you don't need Kavana. And it's a special Chumra for Nida to require Kavana. But we don't extend all Chumras from Nida to Tvilas Kalim. Where, for example, a little more Mako in some of the Dine Mikva for, not in what's Mikra Din necessary, but we have all sorts of Chumras for Nidas Isha, which we don't necessarily have for we don't apply to a Tvilas Kalim Mikvah. So maybe we don't apply this Chumra as well. Okay, so as we go through these halachos, and you'll see many times this question comes up, which is, again and again, do we learn out from Tum and Tahara or not? And this question may, though it might not be, we'll see that in some poskim there's definitely inconsistency, but it may be a reflection of this basic question. How do you understand that, let's assume for the moment, Tvilas Kalim is a Din D'oraisa? You could make a similar point if you think it's D'Rabbanan and Kein D'oraisa Tikkun, but let's assume for the moment it's D'oraisa, we paskin it's D'oraisa. So what's the gender of the Din D'oraisa? Is this a Din D'oraisa of Tuma or Xeris HaKasav? So again, what have we seen so far? Taisus Ishita seems to be, it's just Xeris HaKasav, it's a new Din, it's not derived from Dine Tuma Vitara, it's a new type of mitzvah, and therefore, halacha, we won't extrapolate halachos that relate to Tum and Tahara, like Maimid, to Tfilas Kalim. However, some Rishonim do imply that it's a type of Tahara, or Tum and Tahara halacha. Again, nobody's going to say it's Mamish Tum and Tahara. There's no, it's not real Tumah, and it's not standard Tumah, right? You know, you might need Efer Paraduma to be Matara. But nevertheless, it's a form of Tumantara. It's a new form of Tumantara. For example, you get that impression from the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam, Perak Yud Zayin of Machal Surah Halacha Hei, he writes, Tvilazu shemat bilin klei su'uda hanil kachem nagayim v'achar kach yutu l'achil v'shtiyah eina le'inyin tuma v'tahara ele medivrei sofrim. Now, we'll read that Rambam carefully a little later. If you haven't, it's very kedai to be ma'ayin in that Rambam. But the Rambam writes, this din, what we call Tfilas Kalim, is only Medivrei Sofrim. The Pashup Shat in the Rambam, it's Derabbanan. Again, we'll see shortly, there's those who argue. But what does he call it? Eina le'inyan tumah v'tahara ela Medivrei Sofrim. Meaning to say that Medivrei Sofrim, it is le'inyan tumah v'tahara. And the Rambam, in his Perasha Mishnayis, over there in Avodah Zarah, Parakei Mishnah Yud Beis, expands, and he says, yes, this is a form of Tum and Tahara. Again, it's a novel form of Tum and Tahara, but it's still a form of Tum and Tahara. He writes over there, Kasher matbilin achar kach barbaim saha, tiharu gam le'inyan iser veheter, no safa le'inyan Tum and Tahara. It's mitaher le'inyan iser veheter in addition to Tum and Tahara. Va le'inyan Tum and Tahara, eina manos mitvila b'mei mikva, v'az tistalek mimena Tum asagayim. In other words, what the Rambam seems to hold is that there's the regular Tumah, right? Like that's contracted by touching tamei things, like a sharetz. And then there's tumas goyim. And if a guy owns a kli, then it has tumas goyim, and you're metaher mi tumas goyim al yidei tahara b'mikvah, al yidei tefila b'mikvah. So far we've had two models. One is it's a gzeras hakasav, it's a mitzvah, it's a gzeras hakasav. It has nothing to do with anything else. The second model is it's tahara from tumas goyim. And the third model might be based off of the Yerushalmi, which is it's a quasi geiros. The Yerushalmi of Avodah Zarah Hey Yud Beis writes Shalun Lebeb Yirmiya Amar Tzarech Lahatbil Lefi Sheyatzu Mitumas Hagoy the Nichnesu Lekdushas Yisrael. Very interesting lashon, because usually the opposite of Tumas Tahara. Here we say Yatzu Mitumas Goy the Nichnesu Lekdushas Yisrael, the opposite of Tumas Kedusha. The Ritva on the Gemara of Avodah Zarah quotes Ramban as understanding that this is something similar to Geirus. The Ritva writes, "Deshema hachagzeres melachi mishamayla she'asa ketvilas ger." Just like when a ger becomes Jewish, he has to go to a mikvah. That's not midin tuma. Guy can't become tamei. Only a Jew could become tamei. No, it's midin Geirus. And the same thing, or a similar type of thing, is true with respect to Tvilas Kalim. And that's why the Ritva cites at Yerushalmi in that light. And according to this, he quotes Ramban, going back to Tosus's point. Remember, Tosus said, why do you need Mensa, right? If when it comes to Tvila Mituma, you don't need Mensa for Kalim. You need a Revius, Midiraisa. So why do you need Mensa for Tumas, for Tvilas Kalim? So Tosus says, Xerza Kasav. The Ramban says, no, this is a reflection of being dome to Tvilas Ager. Just like a ger needs Tvila B'memsa, so too, Tvilas Kalim needs Tvila B'memsa. And that's the implication from the Isser V'Heter, Sharnan Chestinai Nevav, and also the Chuvas Marach or Zerua, Simon Samach Gimel, both of which are cited in the Tvilas Kalim Sefer. Now, maybe a nafkamina that the Shach points out that comes from our viewing this as a form of quasi-geiros. The Shach writes that the context here is the halacha, in Sifyut Aleph we write that if Jews and Goyim are bought a kli v'shutfus, so ein sarach tefila. And the Shach in Sif Katan Chaf Dalid writes that the reason for this is because Tvilas Kalim is Kedei L'Gayer Sakli, and Memela, as long as the Yisrael and the Guy are Shutbim, so the Tvila is pointless, because you can't be Megayer the Kli. You can't bring, because it's still partially owned by the non-Jew. And therefore, Lo Yatza HaKli Mitumas Akum Ayde Tvila. You could say a similar thing if you learn like the Rambam, that it's Tumas Akum. The Shach seems to say it more like Geiros. Whereas if you saw it as Xeris HaKasav, so then that wouldn't be as clear. We saw the Ritva focuses on like sort of being Megayer the Kli. The Meiri in Avodah Zarah Ayin Hamad Beis says a similar thing, but he focuses on the Ochel as opposed to the Kli. The Meiri writes, Tvila Zu, Mikevan shikara leknisas kedushas ma'achalos, ena bekelim yeshanim ela achar shehochshiru. We'll get to that point shortly. Shema tamat bilan ad shelo hochshiru ha'echem nechnasim ba lekedusha. V'adayin enan ru'uyin la. V'nimtza ha'kli tovel b'sheretz biyado. So, again, like the Ritva, that it's hachnasa lekedushas Yisrael, but he gives you a remez a little bit. Why is it that, you know, it's dafka kalim? It's dafka kalim because it's shikara leknisas kedushas ma'achalos. And you see that in the Ritva as well. The Ritva writes, dibor masra klei su'uda amurim b'parsha, the Gemara says, for example, you don't have to do tefilas kalim on a scissors. So the Ritva writes, why is that? Mishum Desofan l'shnamish b'iser v'yatzul k'dusha hatzrichim hakasa tvila af b'chadashim mashen kem bezuzah desarbala. That's part of the Ritva's Geiros point, and the implication is dafka b'klei ochel you need this hachnasa l'kedusha for your kelim. And I think this is a reflection of the inyan of kedusha that we find associated with all forms of achila. Anything that we put in our bodies, so that should be associated with kedusha. Now, it's not the time to be marich on it, but it's something to think about after a whole year of learning machalos asuros, the connection between kosher food and kedusha, right? The Rambam puts hilchos machalos asuros in Sefer Kedusha. And we find that's why klishares are makadish it, and there's a high level of hechsher. Something to think about. But that's what you see stressed in the Me'iri and the Ritva, that because of the Kedusha associated with eating, so not just our food has to be kosher, and we have to eat them not just on kosher kelim in the sense of not having blio shel iser, but also in Jewish kelim, whatever exactly that means. Yeah?
I just going back to like Tosfos and the idea of not learning from Tumah and Tahara. There are two Tumah and Taharas that we're discussing. There's Tumas Nida and there's Tumas of Kalim. Meaning Tosfos in that Tosfos is saying we don't learn from Tumas Kalim, but he at the same time is recognizing that we are learning from Tumas Nida.
So we learn from, correct, we learn from May Nida that the size of the mikvah will be that of Nida. So you're right. According to even Tosos, there's a connection to Tuma via Nida. But the question is, do you really want to say, okay, this is like Tumas Nida? Now, maybe you will, right? One of the interesting things about Tumas Nida is it's shayach not just to the realm of Tumantara, but it is a vater as well. And when you learn Nida, there's a very fascinating question. What are the two aspects of Nida? Are they related? Are they interconnected or not? So maybe you could say, even according to Tosfos, what you're suggesting, that it's Shaykh to Tumantara of Nida, though not Kalim, though we saw that the Shach points out that according to Tosfos, even that isn't true. That when Tosfos says Xer Sakasov, it's Xer Sakasov, it's a whole new Parsha. It's nothing to do with Nida. It happens to be we learn the Shir of the Mikvah from Nida. But it's not the pshat that it's Doma to Tumas Nida either. That would be very strange to say that.
It's not Tosfos, but I'm not remembering well at the beginning of that, like Tur Beis Yosef that's discussing all those shitos. There are comparisons to Nida, the Dafka, in terms of whether it's
correct.
Mayan or and the like.
Right, well, that's the same thing. That would be Lechora Mei Nida, that whatever Nida needs.
As opposed to whatever Hechsher Kedim needs.
Right. Tumas Kedim. Correct. So that is, I guess, another sub-possibility to think about. I was putting two things together, and you're correct. Something that's interesting to explore, and we'll talk about that, the practical things, what halachos we learn from Nida. So, an excellent point. Okay, a couple of interesting halachic questions that might emerge from this discussion of whether you see it as tahara mitumas gai, or more like geirus, or just its own parsha, gzer sakasov. So, interesting question. If a ger is misgayer, do you need to do tfilas kalim on their kalim? Right? Rabbi Yaakov Fite told me he's involved in the gerus. He said only one ger ever asked him that question. So that's the question. So maybe if you learn like the Ritva, you'll say that just like you need to be misgayer, just like the ger, when he converts, he needs to go to the mikvah, so too he should have to be tovel as kalim. Whereas, perhaps, if you look at it more like gzer sakasav, so we're going to just say gzer sakasav dumya lemaisa shahaya, and therefore that's only when you acquire kalim from a guy, like the maisa shahaya, where they conquered and acquisition the clay midyan, but not in the case of geirus. So, this is actually a machlokas aposkim, the Darkei Tshuva and the Chelkas Binyamin quote that the Chidrei Deya say that a ger has to do tefilas kalim, but if you take a look at the Sefer Taras Kalim, tefilas kalim, page 100, footnote 46, so it sounds like Rov Poskim Pater, and maybe it would depend on this question. Again, it's not a mochrach nafkamina. Maybe you'll say that, first of all, everybody agrees to some extent that we need dumya demaisa shahaya. We'll see even the Ritva is going to concede that point because the Gemara makes that point. And likewise, interesting question, we assume that kalim that you acquired from Hefker don't need tefilas kalim. even if they once belonged to a guy. So maybe we'll say that, now I don't know if the Ritva has to agree to that. It's not in the Gemara, though the poskim do assume it. Shlomo Zalman even has an Eitza. We'll talk about, he doesn't like this Eitza so much, but in cases where you can't do Tfilas Kalim, could you just have in mind to be mafkir it and then acquire it from Hefker? Which shows some things fundamentally that would work, even though it doesn't look fishy. But so maybe it's only when it's coming directly from a guy. So how do you look at Tfilas Kalim? Maybe Tfilas Kalim is like coming from Hefker. That's not. So it's you could question really this. You could make an argument even according to the Ritva it would be Pater, or maybe even according to the other Tzadim it would be Chayev. Another interesting second tier application of this question though comes up if you, what's the halacha if you're Kona Kalim from a Mummer? Right? Someone who's a Mummer. Dino Ka'akov. Do you have to do Tfilas Kalim? On the one hand, he's a Jew, Yisrael, Achol Tishchata Yisrael, right? Kiddush of Kiddushin. However, Dino Ka'akum, do you have to do Tfilas Kalim if you buy it from him? Or, along similar lines, though the two questions might not be Tali Zebizef, you're eating on his Kalim at his house. Famous story, Rav Kook went to one of these kibbutzim that was full of atheists, gesunter atheists. You know, not. I don't think we. I don't know. Not Tinok Shenishbaz, so obviously he wouldn't touch their kashrus, but they gave him a glass of water, and he drank it. Someone said, "How could you drink?" They zicher weren't toivel their kalim. So this is actually a machlokas haposkim. If you take a look at the Rav Moshe, writes Derech Agav, Igros Moshe. Chela Gimel Simen Dalid, that you're potter from Tvila. He doesn't tell you why, but the Sefer Tvilas Kalim suggests the following argument, and this argument is also made, though ultimately rejected, by an Avnei Nezer. There's a fascinating Chumash Avnei Nezer about this. But he says, what's the pshat? Why does Rav Moshe say you're potter? Kal v'chomer. This goes back to the Dimnion Tegeras. He says like this. The halacha is, if a mummer does tshuva, does he have to do tefillah? The answer is, he doesn't. Mikra din. There's a minhag to do tshuva. It comes from the Nemukei Yosef and the like. It's not mikra din. But it is quoted by the Raman Shulchan Aruch. There's a minhag for a mummer who's chosen with tshuva to do tefillah. Mikra din, no, he doesn't have to do tefillah b'mikra. He doesn't have to do geiros. So if he doesn't have to do geiros, so kol shekein his kalim don't have to do geiros. And since we learn out Dine Tfilas Kalim from Geirah, says the Avnei Nezer, and says the Tfilas Kalim book Radash Rav Moshe, so therefore, we learn out from Geirah, it's a form of Geirah, and just like the Mummer doesn't have to do Geirah, just like he doesn't have to do Tfilah B'mikvah, so too, you don't have to be Tovel as Kalim. On the other hand, Rav Kook, as we said, held the other opinion. Rav Kook proved from the Yerushalmi, that very same Yerushalmi, that he's potter. He says, if you said it's a gzeres hakasav, you're right. So then, if it's a gzeres hakasav, so the mummer is chayv b'chol mitzvos, right? So you should be chayv in tefilas kalim. And therefore, since the mummer is chayv in tefilas kalim, I can't use his kli in order to, you know, to drink from. But, says Rav Kook, this is in Das Kohen, Simen Reish Chaf Zayin, says, no, it's not true. That since the Yerushalmi tells us that it's dafka mishi yeshlo kedushas Yisrael that's chayv in tefillah, the high gavra hishlach me'alav kedushas Yisrael. So therefore, for this din, he's potter from tefillah, or at least it's not shaykh tefillah for him. It's like we said before, if you have a shutuf with a guy, and therefore, he says, if it's exeris hakasav, so fine. We would say the mummer is chayv in tefillah, and I can't drink from his kalim. But he thinks, since the Bavli doesn't disagree with Yerushalmi, beferish, even though it's not mefurish in the Bavli, the stum of the Bavli agrees with Yerushalmi, and therefore we paskin al pi the Yerushalmi, that it's potter from tefillah's kalim. He himself is like uncertain about this at the end, but an unbelievable chiddush. Okay. The Maisa nowadays, I think that in terms of Tfilas Kalim, so the Tfilas Kalim book says they should be tovel without a bracha, it's a machlokas haposkim. And in terms of Tfilah from a mummer, So most of our mumarim nowadays, we assume are begeder tinok shenishba, and we don't say dinam ka'akum l'chol davar, and therefore a bal tshuva l'chora does not have to be told with his kelim out that. He probably has to be told with kelim, because when he was in frum, he didn't told with his kelim. But not be'etzem out if he had tovelt kelim, he inherited tovelt kelim, and then he does tshuva, so then we weren't required to be on those kelim. In which case, again, if you're eating at Mummer's house, so we're going to have to figure out what to do in terms of their kelim. But we'll get to that later. Another application of this shaila, of how do you look at it as gerus, as tahara, or as akasav, relates to the question of the order. Is a machlokas we shown him whether you need to kosher the kelim before you do tefilas kelim, or that the order doesn't really matter. Now, derech agav, this used to be a much more common question, because used to be people bought used kelim. Sometimes you might buy a used kli from a guy, so you have to kosher it and you have to be tovel it. So the question is, what's the order? Nowadays, we generally buy new kelim, so it's not so much of a nafkamina what order you do it, because you don't have to kasher or new. So then I thought, but maybe it's a nafkamina for Baal Tshuva, like we just said, because of Baal Tshuva, so he's going to have to kasher his kelim and tovel his kelim. So if you learn, like the Rashbam, we'll see his view shortly, that dafka you have to first do hechsher kelim and then tefilas kelim, so maybe the Baal Tshuva has to first do hechsher kelim and then tefilas kelim. However, I saw the Chalkas Binyamin writes a siv in the Biurim on Siv Beis, Dibur Maschil Magila, and he's misupik about this. Maybe it's only the only time, and we'll see the logic to this in just a moment, but the only time the Hechsher has to be first is when it's Tashmish Al Yidei Akum. But when it's Tashmish Al Yidei Yisrael, so then that's not true. Just like we say, Lamashal, if you trafe up your Kli, you don't have to be Tovelot again, right? So too, over here, if a Jew trafed up his kelim, even though he's chayv both in tefillah and hechsher, the order for him doesn't matter. So to appreciate that, let's go back to the Makoros and see what exactly are they arguing about. The Rosh in Avodah Zarah, Perkei, Siman Lamed Vav, quotes from the Rashbam that you need to be machshir the kli first and then do tefillah. And not only that, but if you did it out of order, first you did tefillah's kelim, then you did hechsher, then it's kitovel b'sharetz biyado, you have to do it again. There's also the view of the Ritva and the view of the Ran. Lamed Tesmet Beis B'dapi Arif. And L'chora, you could say, at least within the Ritva, that it's L'shitaso. That if you remember, when we did Hechsher Kelim, we saw B'das HaRa'ah, that Ra'ah was trying to explain why Hechsher Kelim would be D'Raisa, even though Tom Kicker's love D'Raisa, so it's a mitzvah. And he alluded, perhaps, also to a comparison to Geirus, just like you have to do mila b'achar kach tefila. You have to first do hasar sa'arla, and then you have to do hachnasa l'kedusha ide tefila. So too, you have to first get rid of the bad, namely the blio shalisser, and then, if you follow the ritva that this is like a tefila, then you do the good, then you do the tefilas kelim. And those like the Rashbam who say that the tefila, the hechsher must become first, have a diuk from the lashon of the brisa. The Gemara on Ein Hema Beis, the Brisa says, Madichan umatbilan. Magilan umatbilan. Sounds like first you do Hadacha Hagala, then you do Tfilas Kalim. Milabnan umagilan, the Mishnah says. So it sounds like it has to be in order. And also, that's the order in the Pasuk. Right? The Pasuk says, first Tavir Ba'esh, and then it says, Vitaher. Vitaher, the Gemara understands, is a reference to Tfilas Kalim. There's a middle view. That's the view of the Ran. The Ravid, cited by the Ran, who says that this is a din l'chatchila. L'chatchila, you should do first hechsher first, like the Pasuk says, and then do tefillah, but it's not ma'akev. We wouldn't say it's like tovel b'sheretz biyado. Rabbi Koningsberg suggested that this might be part of an idea that I think Rav Shechter likes to say, which is that l'chatchila, we follow pashtei dekra, if we can. Even when it's not halachically necessary, that's the better way to do it, l'chatchila. So since if you think this is pashtei dekra, first it comes, the pasuk says, you do hechsher, and then it says v'taher, then you do tefillah, so maybe that's as far as the Ravid. However, many disagree, both not only is it not ma'akev, but not even l'chatchila. This is the view of Tosfos, Dibar Maschel Magilan, the Rush. And they say, no, it doesn't really matter the order. Why does the Brisa say Hechsher first? That's because it's more chamor, presumably because if you don't do Hechsher, the food becomes Aser. But the Seder is not ma'akev. Why? What's the Svara? In other words, after all, the simple reading of Gemara is that, like the Rashbam, that Hechsher should come first. Why is it that Lahalacha, Taisus, and the Rash say the Hechsher doesn't come first? So it's Mamish L'shitasam, they write. Dehach Tvila Eina Bishvil Tuma. Says Taisus in the Rush, because this tefillah has nothing to do with tuma. If you said that the tefillah has something to do with tuma, so then meila, I could understand it would be ketovel b'sharet b'yado. But no. It's exeris hakasav. Since it's exeris hakasav, there are two things that you need to do for kalim to make them usable. One is hesher, one is tefillah. What difference does it make? Order shouldn't make any difference. The dimyon, in other words, we're only going to assume that the order of the Gemara or the order of the pasuk is important is if it makes sense. It would make sense if you had a svar, tovel shavus biyado. Once a svar doesn't make any sense, because a svar of tovel shavus biyado only makes sense in the realm of tumah v'tahara. If you thought that Kalim, Tfilas Kalim, has something to do with Tum and Tara, then Taisa says, okay, then I understand the Rashbam. But it's not true. It has nothing to do with Tum and Tara. What's the Raya? You have to even be Tovel new Kalim. Therefore, the order doesn't make any difference. Now, it's interesting. If we go back to the Rashbam, so what's he going to say? So, first of all, we should note that Tosos understood that the Rashbam and his school of thought learned that it was a din in Tuma, right? That the Isser is Goreim, a type of Tuma in the Kli, and therefore the Tevila is to get rid of that Tuma caused by the Isser, and therefore you have to get rid of the Blios first, because otherwise it's Ketovel v'sharetz b'yado. What's the sharetz? The sharetz meaning the Blios shell Isser. And that's why they have a Kasha. If Rashbam was right, you shouldn't have to be told a new kalim, because that tuma isn't there, right? And for that matter, you could also ask, why is it that a Yisrael that was mitame, that his kalim became treif, maybe he should have to do tefillah, right? In other words, if you understand the Rashbam as Tosfos understood the Rashbam, that this is just the sheretz is the blios, so A, why do you need to be Tovel new Kalim? B, maybe even a Yisrael that traced up his Kili should need to do Tefillah. Agav, the Sefer of Tefillah's Kalim on page 44 writes that there is a minug to be Tovel Kalim that became Treif and you need a Kasherit. Never heard of that minug. I don't think we pask in that way. But either way, it's certainly not Mikra Din. So what's the Pshat? So I think there's two ways to learn up the Pshat of those who require Hechsher to be first. And maybe the Rashbam says one way and the Ritva says the other way. They're similar to each other. The first way is to basically say, based off of the Ra'ah and the Ritva, that Tfilas Kalim is like Geirus. And therefore, like we said, for Geirus you need Mila, Hasar Sa'arla, and then Tvila. And Mimela, if what it was Toysus is Kasha, why do you have to Kasha a new Tvili? Sorry, why do you need a tefillah on a new kli? No, just like if there's no makom for Sarsa Arla, right? Like a woman, so she doesn't need to do milah, so she just does tefillah. So too, a new kli just needs to do one thing, just needs to do tefillah. Like a woman, only needs to do tefillah for geiros. According to this, what would the lashon of tovel b'sharetz b'yado be? So, no, there's Bishlam if you learn like Toma, so then I could understand the Dimyon to Tovel Sharet Biyado. But if you learn that it's Altsgeirus, what's the Gedder of Tovel Sharet Biyado? So, L'chora, the Pshat is like this. L'mashal L'mad Davar Domeh. And I think I saw somebody make this Dimyon in one of the Sfarim. Just like we say, the Gemara in Tazayin Amud Aleph in Taina says that someone who is does tshuva without... or does vidui, I should say, without doing tshuva, without doing aziva sachet, so he's like tovel b'sharetz biyado, right? And also lo tevila. So here too, the Indian of tefillas kelim is to be Mekadesh the Kli B'Kedushas Yisrael, like we saw the Ritva say. And as long as it's being Ochez B'Tumas Gayim through the Blios, so Lo Mehani HaTvila. Just like saying Vidui without getting rid of your Chatoim. That's one way to learn this Shita that requires Hechsher first. The second way is to say no, more like the Rashbam sounds like, that it's Begeder Tumah. And just like we saw the Rambam write, this isn't normal Tumah, right? This is Tumas Akum. And therefore you could say a similar thing, that the pshat is that it's Tvilas Klei Akum Machmas Tumah, and it's not the pshat that the Blios Shalgayim are Gorim the Tumah, right? Rather, again, and that's why, of course, if it's a new Kli, so you only need to do Tvila. Rather, the pshat is that you have to be Metaher the Kli. It's actually interesting. I think it's Meduyak in the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam refers not just to Tvilas Kelim as a form of Tahara, but also Hechsher Kelim he refers to as Tahara. I guess like the Mishnah as well. Right? The Lashon of the Rambam is Taraso Midei Giyule Gayim. Right? Hechsher Kelim is Tara Midei Giyule Gayim. So the Yesod is that it's Tovel B'Sheretz B'Yado, because we need to be mitaret from the Gayim. And if you still have the Giyule Gayim, so then of course your Tara Mitumas Gayim isn't going to work. Right? So first, you're mitaret Midei Giyule Gayim, by getting rid of the Blio Shalisser, and then you're Mitaret Midei Tumas Gayim, and then it's fit to use for a Jew. And Agav, you could say that that's especially Meduyuk in the Rambam. Why? Because remember, the Rambam Lechora holds that Tam Kikar Lavja Reis, at least when it's time over Ein Bo Mamish. Right? So he pointed out that the Pashtus is, according to the Rambam, a Treif Kli can never Aser Alts Tam Kikar. And yet, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to do Hechsher Kelim. So even the Hechsher Kelim isn't really so much Alts Tam Ke'ikar, isn't so much Alts trafing up your food, but again, it's Tahara Migyulei Akum. So there's two aspects to Tahara Migyulei Akum. Again, it's very similar to the Gerim Svara, just do you focus more on Hachnasa L'Kedushas Yisrael, like the Ritva Yerushalmi, or do you say, no, it's Tahara Migyulei Akum and Tahara Mitumas Akum? But it's very, the two things are very similar. Maybe you could even say they're identical. But either way, we could understand very simply, according to both of these Mahalchim, why A, new Kalim still require Tevila, even though they don't require Hagala, and B, why it is that if a Jewish Kli became Treif, you don't need to do Tara B'Mikvah, you don't need to do Tevila B'Mikvah. Okay. Interesting question comes up within this discussion is, what's the din for Kli She'eno Ben Yomo? Right? Lalach, in terms of this question, is the order Ma'akev or not? So the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Beis quotes both Shitos. The Shach Sif Katan He writes that since we're Machmir for Tefilas Kelim Shailas, because they're Din Deraisa, so therefore, if you did Tevila Kodem Hechsher, so you should do Tevila again without a Bracha, Lachosh L'das HaRambam, HaRashbam. So the Dogomir Vavan Netshach makes a very interesting Hara. He says, what about if you have a Kli She'eno Ben Yomo? What if you have a Kli She'eno Ben Yomo? So says the Dogomir Vavan, then if you accidentally did Tefillah first before kashering it, you don't have to be Choser Tovlo. Why? Because there's no Indian of Tovlo B'Sheretz B'Yado over here, because Minat Torah, this Kli is Heter Gomor, right? Midoraisa, Kli She'eno Ben Yomo doesn't Aser. It's only with the Rabbanan that you need a kasherit. So that doesn't create a situation of Tovel B'Sheretz B'Yado. Oh. But not everybody agrees with the Dagal Meir Vava. If you look at the Darkei Tshuva, he writes that there are those that are Cholek. The Chalkas Ben Yamin also quotes some of them in Sifkat and Yitzayim, the Mekor Maim Chayim and the Beis Shlomo. And L'chora, that's the Mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch, because Tam Kalim Einem Neyoman, and still it says that you need to do the Hechsher first, and the Shach says that's Ma'akev, right? Pashtus in the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch is that it's not like the Dagomir Vav, it's not just with the Kli Ben Yomo. So what's the Pshat? So according to what we said in the Rambam, it's Meduyuk. Because this isn't alts, the fact that it's going to trafe up the food. Adirabba, like we said in the Rambam and the Rice, it'll never trafe up the food, right? Rather, what's the pshat? It's about Tarami Tumas Gayim. And you have to first get rid of the Blio Shel Gayim. You first have to get rid of the Giyule Gayim. So Mimele, you have to do that first. And especially if you learn like the Ra'az Pshat in Blios, Shein Abnei Yoman, that they're Kilu Batal of Arim and Oilam, fine, then the Dagomir Vava makes sense. But once you don't say like that, so it makes sense that even though it's true, Mid'araisa, there's no Isser to use this Kli out Tam Ki'ikr. But still, it's going to be Begeder, Tovel B'Sheretz B'Yado. And that would explain why the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach seem to be machmir. The truth is, the Sefer Imre Bina, Dinei Tarava Simen Chaf Ches, points out that from the Gemara it's Muchach, not like the Dagomir Vava. It's also quoted in this Svarim. Why? Because the Braisa that Rashbam proves his point, that you need to do Hagala Kodim Tvila, says Bakulam Shinishtamish Bahan Achilo Yatbil Vishlo Yagil Vishlo Yulabain Tani Chada Asr Vitani Idah Mutter. Why is it mutter? The Gemara says because Kalam Shainaman Yoman Nosin Tam of Gam, it's mutter. So you see where Dafka, the Gemara, the whole source of the Rashbam is the Gemara that's talking about Klishanaban Yomo. And another Raya that they bring against the Dagomir Vava is from the Raman, Kuf Chaf Aleph Siv Gimel, that he cites the Rashbam, and that Ramah is talking about L'chora Kli Sheinu B'Yomo, because the Ramah over there writes, you should only Kasher Kelim Sheinu B'Yomo, and he still says you have to do it first. So, in light of what we're saying, that the Shitos that argue about the Dagomir Vava make a lot of sense. One last point relating to the Shita Sarashbam. So the Shach in Sif Katan Dalid quotes a Levush as saying that even if you learn like the Rashbam, that's only if you want to use the Kli for hot. Let's say you want to use this Kli for cold only, either Lemaisa Vidar Harai or the like. So then it's okay to do Tevila first. Why? That's not Tovel B'Sheretz B'Yado. Now, it's only Tovel B'Sheretz B'Yado when you need to do Hechsher. But if you're not planning to do Hechsher anyway, either forever or maybe temporarily, so then it's okay, it's not Tovel B'Sheretz B'Yado. However, not everybody agrees. If you look at the Pisrei Tshuva, Sif Katan Dalet, he quotes from the Tiferes Lemoshe that he argues with the Shach. And even if you're going to use the Kli B'Tzonein, you still need to do Tfilas Kelim first before Hechsher. So L'chora, they might argue with this Shaila that we said. Now there's a Shach learns that the reason for the Rashbam is because L'maisa is going to answer up the Kli, the food, right, Kain, the way the Dagomir Vava learned. So Mimela, if you're going to use the Kli in a way that you don't need Hechsher, so it's fine. But the Tiferes Lemoshe says no. Says this isn't just because practically speaking it's going to answer up the Kli, just like those who disagree with the Dagomir Vava. Rather, this is because of the chibur to Gilei Akum, to Tumas Akum, and the like. That you have to first get rid of the Gilei Akum, the Tumas Gilei Akum, or whatever you want to call it, and then you could have the Tfila. So, therefore, if you learn like that, so then it makes sense to say like the Tiferes Lemoshe, that even temporary use might be Aser. Even if you're not planning to kasher it. Okay. The next question. I guess we should do it, even though it's late. The next question is Tevilas Kelim a mitzvah or a matir? In other words, you could have imagined two possibilities. One possibility is that, this is certainly the pashtus, that it's a mitzvah, right? The Torah says you should kasher your kelim, you should be tovel your kelim. Just like a mitzvah. The second possibility is it's not just a mitzvah, but it's also a matir. If you want to use your kelim, you have to be tovel them. And it's aser until then, and the tefilas kelim is matir. Now, we paskin that there's an iser to use kelim, she'enem tevulim. The Raman, Sif Tazayin, for example, writes, well, let's take one step back. The Raman Sif Tazayin writes that if you use non-tovot kelim, so the food doesn't become aser. And there's also the Otisus and Avodah Zarah and Rov Rishonim. There is one Rishon, the Or Zeruah, who writes that the food actually becomes aser if you use non-tovot kelim. But we don't assume that way. So l'chora the pshat is that it's a mitzvah, it's not a matir. It's not necessarily a raya, because you could say, no, it's a matir. It's matir the iser, l'shtamesh b'kli she'eno tovel. But it doesn't mean to say, but there's still an iser that requires a matir. Unless you say that it's only shayach matir for something that creates an iser. So then let's take one step back, which is there an iser at all to use kelim she'enam tevulim? Right? Is there an iser? Maybe I'll say that, okay, if I don't tova my kelim, so I'm not doing a mitzvah, but there's no iser. So from the Rama, at the end of our siman, we see that there is an iser. The Rama writes that, let's say you forgot to be tova your kelim before Shabbos, so the Rama says a suggestion, give it to a guy, and then borrow it back. And then he writes, V'achar kach yishalenu mimenu umutar l'shamish bo. So it's mashma from the Rama that before then it was aser, and that didn't from the Rishonim. And likewise, the Rama in Sif Ches is even more clear. He says, Aval harishon aser l'shamish bo l'tzarche suda. The context there isn't relevant to us, but the Rama uses a lashon of iser. There's an iser shtamshas b'kli without tevila. And even though that's not mivur in the Gemara explicitly anywhere, as far as I know, it's mashmos of Tosfos, maybe, the Rambam clearly understands that the Isser Shtamshus B'Kli She'eno Tavol is part of the Etzem Mitzvah. The Rosh of the Rambam is, Tvilazu Shemat Bilin Klei Suda Hanil Kochen Min Agoyim V'Achar Kach Yutru L'Achila V'Shtia is only Medivrei Sofrim. But how does he define the Mitzvah? Right, the Mitzvah is Tvilazu In other words, it's not just a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that's matir the kli l'achila v'shtiyah. And before you do the tefilas kelim, so it's aser to use the kelim l'achila v'shtiyah. Now, we'll see, I guess tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem, there's a machlokas where the Rambam thinks tefillas kelim is deraisa derabanan. If it's deraisa, it's even more remarkable, because then the Rambam is saying that there's an issue deraisa to use kelim kodem tevila. If you think the Rambam only thinks it's midrabanan, so maybe it's only in derabanan. L'maisa the Darkei Tshuva, in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, writes, in the name of the Yeshuas Yaakov, it's also cited in Nebir Alacha, Shin Chaf Gimel, Sifkat and Zion, Sif Zion, that even though that we paskin the mitzvahs tefilas kelim is deraisa, but nevertheless the iser ishtamshus b'kli she'eno tavel is only din derabanan. Now, the way the Yeshuas Yaakov understands it is that there's two levels mid deraisa. There's a mitzvah to be tovel kelim, but there's no iser to use a kli she'eno tavel. Mid derabanan, there's also an iser to use a non tovel kli. Now it's interesting. So what would that mean on deraisa level? So I would have thought that meant that means that, let's say, I don't know, if a person goes ahead and isn't tovel their kelim, and then they die, it's okay, then they were mevatel the mitzvah. Or maybe if the kli broke, before they had a chance to be tovel it, they were mevatel the mitzvah. But otherwise, they're not mevatel the mitzvah. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, quoting Tefillas Kelim, he says, no, that everybody would agree that you're mevat, if you have a mikvah that you could be tovel your kelim in, and you're not tovel the kelim in it, that's a bitul mitzvah deraisa. That's for sure. Because Torah said do it, and you're being over b'kum ba'aseh by eating on such a kli. And that's for sure a bitul mitzvah deraisa. The only clear about is, what's if you don't have a mikvah available? You live in a town without a mikvah. So then, that's when Yeshuas Yaakov says, mid deraisa, there's no iser to eat on such a kli, because there's no possibility of being mekayim the mitzvah. And midrabanan, they said, no, you can't use the kli, there's an iser. They were misakin an iser. I'll call upon him. Let's say, like the Yeshuas Yaakov, so it turns out that midraisa it's a mitzvah, maybe midrabanan, it's a matir. Even that is not clear. Maybe midrabanan, it's a mitzvah. It's just a mitzvah that if you don't do it, is aser. But the iser fundamentally stems from the mitzvah. So this question comes up. What about if there's no possibility to do tefillas kelim? Or it's not my mitzvah to do tefillas kelim? Again, the question that comes up all the time, you're at a person's house and you suspect or you know that they didn't do tefillas kelim. Baruch Hashem, it's not so common anymore. Nowadays, most people that keep kosher also know about tefillas kelim. But until not so long ago, it was very common that people that kept good kosher homes, but they just never heard of tefillas kelim. Or they thought it was like a chumrah or whatever. Right? So what's the halacha? So we'll talk about a number of eitzos. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbel says, maybe we have a very simple eitzah. The iser, the rabbanon, is only a function of the mitzvah, tefillas kelim. So since the mitzvah isn't on me, it's not my kli after all. It's his kli. So the mitzvah isn't on me. So therefore, there's no iser. So if you learn it just as a mitzvah, whether it's deraisa, derabanan, and there's no matir aspect. Again, there might be an iser shtamshas derabanan, but that iser shtamshas derabanan is just a function of the mitzvah. Right? So the meilav, person who's pater from the mitzvah, would be pater. And there are some poskim who like that svara, at least b'shas adchak. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Auerbach in the end doesn't like that svara. He says, it's right, but it's usher because of lifnei iver. Because it's true, maybe I'm not doing anything wrong by eating on this kli, but I'm causing him to be mishtamesh in the kli b'lta tvila. Shtamesh doesn't just mean that I can't eat on it, it means I can't, my kelim can't be eaten on. This gets into the restaurant Shiloh. We'll talk about that a little later. Right? So he says, this svara, even if it's right, is wrong, because it's still going to be asur al-tzlif na'iver. But this question is very interesting. Another reflection of this question, whether it's a mitzvah or matir, comes up, an interesting question. We're going to see tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem, that we paskin that glass is only midrabanan. And we'll also see Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to Din D'Oraisa, we don't believe a katan. So if a katan says they were tovo mateches, they're not believed. But Rabbi Kiv Eiger says, l'chora, if a katan said I was tovo glass, he should be believed, because katan is neman for Din D'Rabanan. But the Pisrei Tshuva over there, Sifan Yudalat, quotes from the Prima Gadim, no, even by Zechuchis, he shouldn't be neman. Why? Because there's a cheskas iser. You need a matir. There's a chez kasisir. So if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, he writes, no, Tefillas Kelim is only a mitzvah. There's no iser. The Araya, the food doesn't become aser. Some disagree for the Prima Gadim for a different reason. They say that a katan is neman for an isid rabban and b'chez kasisir. Biar Lacha says something like that. But Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan, says that there's no such thing as a chez kasisir, because a cheskas iser is only shayach for something that's rooted in an iser. But something that's rooted in a mitzvah, even if the mitzvah causes there to be a prohibition from eating it, but it's fundamentally rooted in an iser, so that's not considered a cheskas iser. And umeila katan will be naman for din derabanan. One last interesting makor, and then I guess we'll have to stop for the day. There's a Piske Rid, Avodah Zarah Einham, a base Dimas Kotana Rabban. He writes, Iker Matbilan Ventorin Perush, Lo Shetaakev Hatvila Shelo Yishtamesh Bo Ad Sheyatbilu, Sheena Ela Mitzvah de Rabbanan, Veeno Lahotzi Hakli Mide Isuro. So, first of all, you see here, the Rid learns that Tefillas Kelim was in the Rabbanan, but he also tells you that if it were Deoraisa, then there would be an Isser. But since it's only derabbanan, there's no iser, right? Again, perush. Lo sheta'akei v'atvila shelo yishtamish bo'ad shiat bilu, she'ena ela mitzvah derabbanan. It's an interesting point, right? If it were a din de'oraisa, then it would be ma'akev kishtamshus. I think he thinks it would also make the food aser. In other words, we don't have this idea of like a lechatchila mideraisa. This gets back to that Ravid and our discussion in Hachshar Kelim. Is there such a thing as lechatchila mideraisa? The Rid seems to assume that if Tefillas Kelim was mideraisa, then the food would become aser if you used it. But that's not true. So must be it's only the Rabbanan. And certainly he says there would be an iser shtamshus if it was a din deraisa. But we don't find it as an iser stamshus. We find it just a mitzvah, and therefore it must be it's a mitzvah derabanan. So it's another interesting marmakom. Okay, so Bez Hashem will pick up tomorrow.